Welcome to the channel. I'm Mark Headley, your host for today. We're going to do another episode of Tom Cruise's Spy Files today. And in this series, we're going through over 40,000 internal pages of Scientology documents that are from the Office of Special Affairs, Scientology's Dirty Tricks Department. This organization called the Office of Special Affairs used to be called the Guardian's Office, and they perpetrated the largest infiltration into the United States government in its history. And thousands and thousands of pages were leaked from this organization. And the documents that we're going to cover today are a continuation of a set of documents we did in our last video, which are targeting a individual named Andrew Morton, who is writing a book on Tom Cruise and Scientology. And we're going to pick right up where we left off. But before we do that, there's a lot of different people involved in these documents, and we are going to cover the key players in today's documents. Scientology's Tom Cruise Spy Files key players. We've got David Miscavige, the chairman of the board, Religious Technology Center. We've got Tom Cruise, teen matinee idol. We've got Shelley Miscavige, that's chairman of the board's assistant and his wife at the time. And then you've got Kurt Wieland, who was the COOSA int and or at CMO int. It's hard to tell where he was at different times, but we're pretty sure that during these documents, he was the commanding officer of Office of Special Affairs International. We've got Paul Block, who's Tom Cruise's publicist at the time. We've got Mike Rinder, who was WDC OSA at the time. Burt Fields, who's Tom Cruise's lawyer. And then we've got Andrew Morton. He was the author or the target of this series of documents. And then we're introducing a new player in these documents. And this is a very key person in all of this stuff that's going on. And that is a gentleman by the name of Anthony Pelicano, who is a private investigator. And as far as I know, he may or may not be the person that the TV series Ray Donovan was based on or loosely based on. And Anthony Pelicano was a private investigator slash fixer. And he would make problems disappear in the entertainment industry for entertainers and powerful people in the film and TV industry. And during this time period, Anthony Pelicano had been wiretapping and recording calls of all sorts of people. And I'm pretty sure that he had recorded calls for investigators that were looking into or trying to get information on Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. And I'm not sure that Scientology wasn't partially involved in some of that. I'm not sure. But there is a lot of nonsense that sort of orbits around Anthony Pelicano. And I think he eventually went to prison. Then we've got a new player, which I told you about last time, but he's actually named in these documents now. And that is a reporter by the name of John Connolly. Now, John Connolly was a reporter who did a lot of stories in and around Scientology. And I know he worked for Vanity Fair and he worked for other publications as well. But he was a Scientology spy who was also a journalist. So anytime something would come across, he was sort of the Scientology guy at Vanity Fair. So when a story came up or a story was being done in regards to Scientology, he would get looped in on it and then he'd feed that intel back to Scientology so they could spike or sabotage the story. And then we've got another interesting character who comes into this, and his name is Paul Baresi. He was also an unlicensed private investigator, as he's referred to in the documents. And then he used to be an adult film actor, and he also has a lot of involvement with Scientology actors and performers in his own special way. And then we've got Michael Pattinson, who was an ex-Scientologist. I think he just was at one of these parties or something, and that's the only reason he got brought up. And then you've got Corinne Powell, who's a Scientology spokesperson at the Office of Special Affairs. Often many, many statements come out in her name that are written by David Miscavige. And then you've got Tommy Davis, who was also Scientology's spokesperson. And at this time, he was sort of the go-between between the Office of Special Affairs and Tom Cruise, because he was sort of just traveling around with Tom Cruise being some sort of Scientology mole slash assistant slash guy that was a hanger. I mean, there's pictures of Tommy Davis at Tom Cruise's, on Tom Cruise's honeymoon to Katie Holmes. And the only reason I mention that is because Tommy Davis has a Sea Org logo tattooed on his arm. That's dedication, especially since he's not even in the Sea Org anymore. Okay, so those are the key players. The last document that we covered was essentially a program and a briefing that was drawn up by the Office of Special Affairs on what was happening with Andrew Morton. And they had proposed a plan to a program to kill the book and discredit Morton. And that was sent up. And now the response is coming back down to OSA, and OSA have now gotten the reject on their proposal. And instead of reading the whole reject and then reading this proposal, I'm just going to read their response, because all of the reject points that they got on their program are covered in this. So we're sort of covering multiple documents at once. So let's get right into it. It's this document is dated February 14th, 2006. And it is from the DCOE, which is the DCO External, the Deputy Commanding Officer External for OSA INT. And it's going via CO OSA INT to WDC OSA. And it says, "Re Morton, dear sir, this is a response to your reject on the Morton plan. Your reject points are in bold, and a CSW, that means completed staff work. That's anytime you are asking for something to get approved in Scientology, you have to make a form, which is called the completed staff work. And it has a very specific format. And so they're also attaching that. It says your reject points are in bold, and a CSW on the revised handling is attached. And the first reject point is there is actually no analysis of what would handle this. And then their response is an analysis on this scene is attached. And then it says the Burt Fields letter was not attached. And then it says a copy of this letter is now attached. And it says regarding Connolly meeting with Morton and due data. What did he say? Oh, it should have said no data. That's a typo. It says no data. What did he say? And then it says, Connolly was here in LA working on the Pelicano story and contacted Morton and met with him on the basis of gaining his cooperation to be interviewed for an article for Vanity Fair about the books Morton has done on celebrities, including the one he is writing on Tom Cruise. Connolly wanted to see what Morton was like and get any information about where Morton is currently at within regard to writing the book and to see if Morton would agree to be interviewed for an article. Based on the meeting, Connolly said that Morton seems to have finished his research already and is busy writing the book. Connolly told Morton that it would not be a puff piece and would show both sides, including what would be said about Morton. Connolly will use the article to investigate Morton's past treatment of other celebrities, use of sleazy sources, etc., that would undermine Morton's credibility. Morton said that he would check with St. Martin's Press to get their take on cooperating for the story. Morton seems to be interested in generating publicity for the book." So yeah, so Connolly, before we go to the next page, Connolly is 100% in Scientology's pocket, and he does whatever they want. And he works with them to try to basically stamp out any stories that are being done on Scientology. Okay, next page. Connolly's impression of Morton is that he is a serious writer and is a focused person, but enjoyable to talk to. He knows how to use his charm to get people to talk. Morton also told him that it only took him 5 minutes to write the He knows how to charm and get his people to talk. Morton also told him that it only took him 5 weeks to write the Monica Lewinsky book, so he is capable of churning out a lot in a short period of time. Morton said that he thought that the Tom Cruise was a good story and that it is why he wanted to write the book. The reporter got the impression from talking with Morton that Morton has collected a lot of information about the church and that this will be well covered in the book. Morton also mentioned that he has an assistant who is working for him. Morton also said that he had met Paul Baresi a couple of times, but did not go into the details of what Baresi said. Connolly's impression is that Morton is a formidable adversary who is not going to back down. He thinks that Morton has made up his mind already as to the angle of the book, but did not specifically say what it was. Morton mentioned that he had received a nasty letter from Burt Fields. He didn't have any further comment about this. Morton asked if Anthony Pelicano ever worked for the client, the church. Connolly, who is an expert on Pelicano, said no, and that he doesn't think that Tom Cruise has ever met Pelicano. Connolly will be getting back to Morton to see what St. Martin Press says. He has been given background documents that we have on Morton and Baresi, who we know that Morton has been using. And then here's another reject point. It says, regarding the former tabloid reporter in the UK who is interested in writing a book about Morton, and what happened? What is the EP of this supposed to be? EP is a Scientology term that means the end phenomena. It just means what's going to happen at the end of all this when it's all done. What's the EP going to be? What's the end phenomena of this supposed to be? And then we go back into the report. It says, this UK reporter that we have aligned to has helped get information out about Morton hiring Paul Baresi. He is willing to continue to feed information and documents to the UK tabloids to discredit Morton. He made a proposal that he could rapidly write a preemptive positive book about Mr. Cruise, which he thought would undermine the one from St. Martin's Press. However, when this idea of a preemptive book was checked with Tommy Davis, it was not something that he felt Mr. Cruise would want. Okay, so this is a perfect example of Osa kind of coordinating with Tommy to find out about what Tom Cruise would or would, just getting a barometer on, is this something that we'd even want to do? I find it interesting too. Everybody in here, even Connolly, these people all have their own careers and they're trying to forward their careers by sort of using Scientology as a way to do that, by getting their stories sort of placed and put places, because Scientology will be assisting them in doing so. Okay, and then the last paragraph says, this UK reporter will continue to be used for feeding information and stories to the UK tabloids about Morton. There is a rumor about Morton no longer being with his UK publisher, Michael O'Meara, which will be checked into to see, next page, to see if there is any conflict, see if there was a conflict or falling out. This could possibly be another attack point on Morton if it is found that there was a falling out. In the U.S., Connolly wants to do an investigative story and put a piece together on Morton and his use of sleazy sources in the books he has done about celebrities, such as Madonna, the Beckhams, and Tom Cruise. This would attack Morton on his reputation, questioning the credibility of his sources. And then another reject point in bold says, regarding finding and establishing power comm lines to Morton's publisher and Morton, come on, this hasn't even been done? The following comm lines have been found. This is their answer. The following comm lines have been found. Beth Rose, she is a professional consultant who is located in New York and has lines in the publishing industry. She is friends with Mr. Wilhair at ASI. Now, this Mr. Wilhair is not Greg Wilhair, and ASI is Author Services Incorporated. This is, I want to say it's a guy named Hugh. I think his name is Hugh Wilhair, and I'm pretty sure that he is Greg Wilhair's brother. I want to say he is. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure he is. Foreign publishing exec ASI, that's just somebody, an executive, a foreign publishing executive that works at Author Services. And I don't know who that person is. It could be Hugh Wilhair. Foreign publishing exec ASI has met with St. Martin's Press about 4 years ago and spoke with Matthew Scheer, Vice President Publisher Mass Market Division, and editor Joe Veltre. Okay, so they're just naming some people. I love it how they do have one of these people. It's somebody that somebody met 4 years ago. Okay, regarding exposing Morton's connection to Barisi, is this the article that appeared? Yes, this was part of it. The UK tabloid did not run the rest of the information that was provided, i.e. that Barisi worked for Pelicano, who is in jail, and that Barisi is illegally operating as a PI. Per the law, Morton is liable for Barisi's actions since he hired Barisi as an unlicensed investigator. The angle that Morton is using someone who has been arrested and convicted on a related S crime and has been accused by his daughters of SA, they were provided the declarations, is something that will also be pushed to the tabloids. Okay, so they basically found out that this Barisi guy who claims he's a PI, or he is a PI, he's not a licensed guy. So they're going to, that's going to be their point of attack. More is being done to get more run on this to discredit Morton through the use of a sleaze like Barisi. Regarding the Beckhams, this is again in bold, regarding the Beckhams suit against Morton, I don't get the significance of this. Was this considered a successful action, quote unquote? The suit was, quote unquote, successful to the degree that the Beckhams first obtained an injunction against a former employee who had signed a confidentiality agreement, then used this to sue Morton, who was using the man's information in his book. This allowed them to review what was in Morton's book, get a small part of it removed, and in the end, they decided they could live with what Morton wrote. We have a similar possibility, as we have learned that Morton talked with Bruce Hines back in November, as well as others who have signed various confidentiality agreements with the church, such as Maureen Bolstad and Chuck Beatty. Much love, Linda. And then it says attachments. Analysis on Morton book, Bert Field's letter, summary of Morton's past books, CSW for the handling on Morton's book, program, and proposed letter to St. Martin's Press. Now, I think we'll read the analysis, but when we get to the Bert Fields letter, I'll explain something. So it says, Attachment 1, Confidential, February 13, 2006. Morton Book Analysis. According to one newspaper account, Morton has been paid around $300,000 by St. Martin's Press as an advance on the unauthorized biography he is writing on Tom Cruise. And now, a lot of this is just a rehash of what we read in the last document. So I'm just going to skip through this unless I see that there's anything else that's new that we didn't already cover in the last document. OSA loves a good cut and paste. They will copy and paste anything that they've gotten before. And it does look like both pages of this analysis are just the information section of the program, which we read in the last video. So we're going to skip through this page and that page. Okay, good. So we go to attachment 2. It says Bert Field's letter. Click on icon. Now, this was, I bet you that this was in the last thing that they did, but when you click on it, I'm going to click on it right now and nothing happens. So I don't think that OSA knows how to embed a PDF into a Word document. And I think that's why they couldn't get it before, because I can't see it here either. So it's just nothing there. It's just an Adobe icon. Okay. So we'll go to attachment 3. It says attachment 3, Diana, her true story, summary, 1992 and 1997 editions. And it really just has a summary on his book. And I'll leave this here. If you want to read it, you can freeze frame it and read it. But it's just a book summary of Diana, her true story that OSA has done. Or they could have copied it from somewhere. Madonna. And then there's a summary of that book. That's the next page. Andrew Morton's unauthorized biography of Madonna was published in November 2001. It sold moderately well and was on the New York Times bestseller list for 2 weeks. And then it has a whole summary of that. And it says, Moi, the making of an African statesman, In 1998, Andrew Morton published his biography of Daniel Arap Moi, the president of Kenya. Forgive me if I'm pronouncing it wrong. I have no idea. President of Kenya Moi, The Making of an African Statesman. And then it has a summary of that book. And then it has, the next one is Posh and Beck's summary. And then it starts off, it's just an analysis of that. And then the last page is just a wrap up of that. Okay. And then attachment four. Oh, that's the CSW. Okay, so this is the CSW. Attachment four is the completed staff work. It doesn't actually say completed staff work, which in Scientology, that's a no-no. It should say that's what it is. It doesn't actually say that. It just says situation, data. It has all the other stuff, but it doesn't say that at the top. Let me just see if there's anything here. This is all pretty much the same too. And then it covers the program and then the attachment five. And then that's the program. I'm not going to read the program all over again because we already read the entire thing and it's, you know, this thing is like 16, 17, 21 pages long. Okay. And then here we go. Here's something new. It's attachment six and it says draft letter to St. Martin's Press. And then it says February blank, 2006, and they've located the editor. It's Hope DeLon, St. Martin's Press, 175 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, 10010. And then it's got the fax number. It says, Re Andrew Morton, Dear Miss DeLon, or Mrs. DeLon. Is it Miss DeLon? From recent articles and publications ranging from the now defunct Radar magazine to the Financial Post in Toronto, Himalayan Times, and most recently the American tabloid The Globe, it is obvious that Andrew Morton is working on a biography about Mr. Tom Cruise and that it is at least a part of that biography will concern Mr. Cruise's association with the Church of Scientology. In one of the articles, Mr. Morton complains that it is harder to get information out of the Church of Scientology than out of the British royal family. This is a curious statement since he has never contacted anyone from the church. Radar Online reported in October that Andrew Morton met with attorney Graham Barry for information about Scientology. In the early 1990s, Barry attempted to make his fortune by harassing the church through abusive litigation and demanding to be paid to go away. This is the part where they try to dead agent the people that are sources on Scientology. To that end, he paid witnesses to make outrageous claims. To that end, he paid witnesses to make outrageous claims. That might be a bunch of nonsense. He even made multi-million dollar demands on behalf of individuals who were not his clients. When the church rejected his extortionate demands, Barry himself became a plaintiff with further false allegations and manufactured claims. That resulted in him being declared a vexatious litigant by the courts. Barry was barred from bringing further claims against the church and assessed more than $120,000 in sanctions and fees. Not only was he fired from his law firm for misconduct, in October 2001, the California bar suspended him from the practice of law for his continued pattern of misconduct, which included the misuse of client funds. Well, I'm not sure about any of that and what the veracity, is that the word, of any of those things. But I'm pretty sure that currently now, you know, whatever this is, 15, some almost 20 years later, Graham Barry is one of the most successful attorneys in prosecuting and settling cases with Scientology on behalf of individuals who have been stolen from and defrauded by Scientology. Okay, next page. In that same online article, the other person in the meeting with Graham Barry and Andrew Morton was Paul Baresi, a sometimes private investigator who used to work in pornographic movies and who knows nothing about either Scientology or Mr. Cruise, but is known for peddling information to tabloids. So this is a letter to the editor of this book company. And it, obviously, it's in Scientology's, you know, high school Mean Girls style. We have had two other sightings, quote unquote, of Mr. Morton. One was a report on the internet that he attended a party with a number of ex-Scientologists. The other was a brief appearance by him at the Los Angeles Museum run by the Church, by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. He was accompanied by a former Scientologist who gave a false name, who is enjoined by court order from harassing Scientology. When the museum staff attempted to talk to them, they ran away. That varies from Scientology's own account of what happened in an earlier document. It would seem that his deliberate avoiding sources of true information about the Church of Scientology and instead is relying on people whose lack of credibility is a matter of record, one he is apparently bent on ignoring. I am raising these matters with you as Morton's editor so that you can take appropriate action. At a minimum, we should be confronted with any allegations about Scientology and given an opportunity to respond to them with the facts. Sincerely, Corinne Powell, Director of Public Relations, Church of Scientology International. Okay, so that last document that we just read was written on February 14th. Now, it's now February 28th, and I don't know why, but for some reason, there's no documents back and forth during that time period. And so then they say, it's another completed staff work. And now it says, I'm going to just read it. It says, confidential attorney-client privilege, February 28th, 2006. And it's from, I don't know who it's from. There you go. Okay, so it says confidential attorney-client privileged February 28th, 2006, and it's from DCO External OSA Int to WDC OSA. And it says, re Andrew Morton Book Handling. And it says, dear sir, this was part of an earlier CSW sent to you with the program and analysis. While the program CSW is pending, we would like to go ahead with the letter as follows. And then it's a new completed staff work just for the letter. And it says, situation is part of the handling on Morton. We need to get a letter sent to his editor so that we can meet and dead agent the lies he is obviously being fed by the ex-Scientologist that he has been in contact with. Data. Morton is working on an unauthorized book about Tom Cruise, which will contain N theta on Scientology. There was questions that came up on this, and this has been brought up multiple times. It says N theta, E-N-T-H-E-T-A, N theta. That means interpolated theta. It's just basically anything that someone says bad about Scientology within Scientology, that upsets them. They don't want to hear bad things about Scientology. And anything that upsets someone in Scientology is referred to as interpolated theta or N theta. And it's not the letter N, it's E-N theta. Morton's publisher is St. Martin's Press, and his editor there is a woman by the name of Hope DeLon. Per the last media report, the book is supposed to be published in August. They've known about it's going to be published in August. Like a month or two has gone by, and they're not doing anything because they can never get anything approved. They're just gathering intel. Okay. Morton has made no attempt to contact the church, and yet he has complained in the media about how hard it is to get information. He showed up a month ago with Peter Alexander, who gave a false name, and they started on a tour of the CCHR Museum. And they actually spelled CCHR wrong. They spelled it CCRH Museum. Good job, OSA. Which they cut short when it looked like they were discovered. And that's a typo, too. Which they cut short when it looked like they were discovered. Not only has Morton not contacted anyone from the church, he has only spoken to known N theta sources and former Scientologists. The plan is to send a letter to Morton's editor and bring up the fact that he is complaining about how hard it is to get information, and yet he has not attempted to contact us. Following this, we will work out a meeting with Morton at at which we can dead agent the falsehoods spread by the disgruntled ex-Scientologist he has been speaking with. If Morton's editor doesn't meet, we will contact Morton's publisher directly and bring pressure on his publisher to deal with this blatant attempt to ignore the truth. Attached is a proposed letter to Hope DeLon that we want to send. Solution: authorize the letter, the attached letter, attachment 6, to be sent to Morton's editor. This is okay. Much love, Linda. And then it has a line for approved and disapproved. And then it has the letter, which we just read. And that is pretty much, yeah, it's pretty much exactly the same, if not the same. Okay, guys, yikes. Okay, so we've got a program, we've got letters being sent to the editor, and they're trying to get all these things approved. And depending on what's happening at the international base, these are either just getting left and no one's even looking at them, or David Miscavige is trying to check with Tom Cruise, or whatever's happening. We're not seeing anything coming from David Miscavige that's saying, yes, this is okay, do this. They're asking to do it, and they're collecting intel. And seemingly, they're not getting any approvals. They're just getting questions for more information. Okay, let me see if this next one is any better. Okay, now this next document is from 15 March 2006. So another 2 weeks has gone by, and this is from it's from WDC OSA to the PR chief OSA Int. And it says 15 March 2006. And that is actually who the last document was from. It was from the PR chief. She didn't put her name on it. It was weird because at the top of it, it said okayed by the DCOE OSA Int, but it wasn't from anybody. It was from Corinne Powell. Okay, so it says PR chief OSA Int from WDC OSA, 15 March 2006. And it's got a CC going to CO OSA Int. And the DCOE OSA Int, the DCO, the Deputy Commanding Officer for External OSA International. It says, Ree Morton. It says, Dear Corinne, the modified letter below is okay to go out. Love, WDC OSA. And then it says, confidential, attorney-client privileged, March 14th. So this is the day before. And it's coming. It's just attached with this same document. It says... WDC OSA, DCO External OSA Int, CO OSA Int to CC, Re Andrew Morton Handling. Dear sir, I'm resubmitting here the CSW on Morton. An analysis and program and letter to go out was submitted on 9 January with your earlier rejects handled. And meanwhile, we have been investigating Morton. A summary of the newest data is directly below. However, we would request okay to proceed on the program and send the letter to Hope DeLon of St. Martin's Press that is part of this submission. And then it says, update. We located Morton's rented apartment on Crescent Drive in Beverly Hills, where he's been observed working away at his computer. He has two main assistants. Assistant number one and assistant number two. I'm not reading their names because I don't know what who these people are and what they. They don't need to be blasted on the internet just because they're in this document. Assistant number one and assistant number two, who are also friends. We don't yet know how Morton got them as assistants. Assistant number one has a company that sets up events and fundraisers. She also has a makeup line that she recently started. Assistant number one seems to have a lot of connections, contacts in the public relations. Assistant number two lives with another man, an Armenian guy who has been a film producer, publisher, director, and advertising executive. Assistant number two has been seen going to Morton's apartment with boxes of materials, remaining there during the day, in the evening going to assistant number one's apartment and bringing in a box of materials. Special collection, that's when they steal the garbage or take the garbage or get your garbage somehow, some way. Special collection has been started, but nothing yet of significance. The investigator is currently working on getting a prediction line into this group. Okay, we covered this in the last document, and I didn't exactly know what this was, and I found out. A prediction line is any kind of 24/7 tale or a neighbor or a good friend or somebody that knows what's going on and when people are coming and going and maybe when they will be doing this so that they can get ready for it. That includes wiretaps, that includes listening devices, GPS tracking on your vehicle, anything that can let them know where you're going to be and when you're going to be there. We have a pretty good idea of ex-members who he's been in contact with as covered in the already submitted program. We have a reporter in the U.S. lined up who is willing to do an article on Morton, JC, that's John Connolly, and a reporter in the U.K. who is also willing to investigate him and get stories in the tabloids. And then it says resubmission, and then it has the program and the letter and all of the stuff that we've covered in all of these recent documents. Okay, so I went through all of the rest of the documents. I can't find any more that have anything to do with Andrew Morton. It looks like this whole project just fell off the face of the earth, or else they didn't use this line of sending dispatches back and forth like this. They didn't use that to discuss this, or it was in meetings or in other documents that we don't have access to. But I will tell you this, Andrew Morton did write the book. And as far as I know, from talking with Andrew, none of the things that they were trying to get taken out of the book got taken out of the book, and the book just went forward as usual. Another thing that I wanted to point out that's interesting in this is that they essentially accuse, in this case, Andrew Morton, of using sleazy people to gain information on Scientology. Meanwhile, they're hiring private investigators that are sleazy to gain information on ex-Scientologists or journalists or other people that are exposing Scientology. And they even admitted in here that they are leaking stories. They have an ability and they have a line to leak stories to the UK tabloids. They have the exact same line in the United States to the US tabloids. So it does show the hypocrisy of the whole thing. And the other thing is that all this stuff went on and the book just came out. They didn't stop anything. Nothing happened. I'll put a picture of the book up here so you can see what the book looked like. And I'll put a link to it in the description as well if you want to throw Andrew Morton some love for what he did. And the thing that I wanted to say, the last thing that I wanted to say on this is that Scientology, in a lot of cases, they accuse people of doing what they do. So it's very interesting. There's a whole bunch of more documents on Tom Cruise. I'm going to say, based on this, there's at least another 20 or 30 documents, which could be anywhere from 5 pages to 20 pages on Tom Cruise. And there, there are some seriously random things in this and who's being handled by who and to do what. And I guarantee you that you're going to want to stay tuned for this. If you're interested in hearing all this nonsense that Scientology's up to, there's a whole bunch of more nonsense to come. And we will be covering it. And we're going to just document everything and anything we can that we have on Scientology so that people can see what these guys have been up to. Scientology will stoop to the lowest of the lows to make sure that no one finds out what they're doing. And it's funny that the things that they're doing to silence people that are trying to get the truth out about Scientology sometimes are worse than the things that the people are trying to expose. It is crazy, guys. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for making it all the way to the end of the video. And until next time. Thanks for watching. If you'd like to help support the channel, feel free to check out the merch store link in the description. We have Hail Xenu, Xenu is my homeboy, and BFG branded mouse pads, shirts, mugs, all sorts of other stuff in there that helps us to bring you new content on a regular basis. You can also pick up a copy of my book, Blown for Good, Behind the Iron Curtain of Scientology, in hardback, Kindle, and Audible versions as well. There's also a link to our podcast, And you can get that on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you'd like to watch another video, you can click on this link right here, or you can click on this one here, or you can click on the subscribe button right here. Thanks a lot. Until next time.